279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yoda baby, want one of you under the tree for me. Like a friendly gremlin, Yoda baby. Yeah, you're my favorite tiny green guy. Adorable and precious Jedi.
Adorable.
Cute green guy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A report on the full articles of impeachment against President Trump's released by the House Judiciary Committee. A full House vote on impeachment is expected to be taken Wednesday or maybe Thursday. Then in January, a trial in the Senate with details being negotiated.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a letter to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asking for four witnesses. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and his top aide, as well as a budget official who handled Ukraine affairs.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A winter storm's on the move.
A winter storm will track from the lower Mississippi Valley towards the Appalachians, spreading a swath of snow, sleet, freezing rain from the Central Plains to the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast on Tuesday. Some flash flooding and severe storms, including tornadoes, will be possible across the Southeast and the Gulf Coast today.
Fox's Janet Steen. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm sick, the mold keeps growing.
If you're not sure where your tree came from, they can have mold, and we will tell you how to fix that. It's easily fixable, actually. As I asked you if you'd driven past the Dustin's place.
Yeah, in fact, they still had a good number over the weekend.
I know. I went past there Sunday morning on the way to Food Outlet. They had the best trees. Ours just, our living room has the best aroma. You should come and check it out.
Yeah, I do. I love the big, you have the big lights. I like that. Instead of those little tiny points of light.
And I did all the decorating on my tree myself.
You know what you didn't have to do that I had to do is shape the tree. That's an art.
No, it really just a couple of branches at the base of the trunk, small ones, those little wispy branches that sometimes grow.
Yeah.
So it could make a solid fit in the stand, but man, it was naturally. That's why I go there. He gets those trees perfect, that are just amazing.
Perfect.
8:05.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
19 years ago today, we had a big tornado outbreak in Alabama. 17 tornadoes, including a big EF4 up in Tuscaloosa that killed 11. That was on this date in 2000. Today, we're quiet during the day, a little breezy, unusually warm. We're already in the 60s. We're headed for the high in the mid-70s. Risk of a shower or two here and there. There's already showers on the radar. But the main action gets rolling by late tonight and through the overnight hours and ending tomorrow morning at some point, then shifting into southeast Alabama. Showers and storms possibly severe. We are in a level 3 enhanced risk. That certainly gets our attention. And gosh, these overnight events are so dangerous. All modes of severe weather are possible, including the threat of tornadoes. So be weather aware. Make sure our weather app is next to your ear and next to you on your bed stand overnight tonight. and your weather radio is in the alert position because it's just like a smoke alarm. It wakes up your family when there's a watcher warning for your location. Showers and storms continue into morning hours before ending. Falling temperatures tomorrow, windy, high 46. Well, actually, let's say 46 by sunset. Overnight low 29 and a raw day Wednesday with a high only in the upper 40s. Right now this morning, very warm. You can feel it. 82% humidity. Southeast winds at 7. Temperature is 62 now at 8:07.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Okay, we are at 8:07 and Captain John's on the phone. Captain, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Great. Hey, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, would you like the birthday song?
Yes, actually, I would after I get off there, and there's something I have for you really quick. I got two things for you.
Right.
When I was a young boy, my grandfather was an old man, and he pulled me over one morning. He was having coffee, and he said, son, the two best things happen to me every morning when I wake up within 30 seconds. I said, granddaddy, how can anything happen to you in 30 seconds when you first wake up? He said, well, the first thing was I woke up. Right. The second thing was I remembered who I was.
Yeah, right.
So, hey, you know, at 61, I can appreciate that. One final thing. I know y'all love trivia.
Mm-hmm.
You do that in the mornings. I really like that on your show, Greg.
Thanks.
Colonel Sanders, Harlan Sanders, launched Kentucky Fried Chicken when he was 61 years old.
That's right.
That's what I am today.
Wayne Huizenga, the guy that founded Blockbuster, became mega rich off that, and he was in his 50s when he started.
The only negative side, 3 months later, he died from the stress. I'm just kidding about that. He died at the ripe old age of 90.
Yeah, he did.
On December 16th, 1980, which is today.
He started doing business from the trunk of his car. But that's an amazing story. 61, happy 61st birthday.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day. I'm going to. Bye.
We will do our very best. It is, let's see here. Where's my Casey Christmas? At 8:09 this afternoon, around 5:10, we will check in with Brant McDonald. It's been an amazing run in the markets this year, and there's more good news starting off today. Why not look ahead and make yourself feel better by putting together a plan that will help you prepare not only for the year ahead, but for years ahead. And you can do it with a painless amount of money. All you need is sit down and give them a chance to show you how that can grow into something that can cover your kids' education, down payment for a home, whatever it is you choose to use it for. Taking control of your money, becoming managerial with it, is a big, important step. I don't dwell on it, but I can only imagine how much better off I'd be if I had taken that step many, many years ago. I didn't know Brant McDonald, though, in the late 80s. But he's here today, and he's got a great team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management to help you prepare for your future. It's never too late, and it's certainly never too early. Call him at 387-0094. That's 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 8:10, we got your local news, and then stupid news coming up.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Tired of the same old holiday specials? Tonight on ABC, it's the first ever Christmas special for cats. Featuring the dot from a laser pointer, dead mice, and lint fresh from the dryer. And if that's not enough to make Mr. Whiskers slash your new suede couch enjoy, we've also got celebrity guests like Kat Lynn Jenner, Tina Fey, Bill Scurry, and a special performance by Meowie J. Blige. Think you're excited? Ask your cat. Okay, this is an awful idea. Cats just want to be left alone to lick themselves. But too late, we ran the promo. ABC's Christmas special for cats. Use hashtag CatterdayNightFever to interact with fellow shut-ins. Don't hiss it.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season from all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Oh,
what up, man?
How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Oh, don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something, Claus.
Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. His tires, pull up on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
Everybody's getting something.
And I ain't talking about no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Mrs. Claus started a conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
It's time
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell. This is something I've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody posted on Reddit the bathroom policy of a business that it basically goes this way. If they take longer than 10 minutes in the bathroom on a break, it's probably one of those places where they monitor you. Someone goes in after them to do a smell check.
Oh, you're kidding.
What?
To make sure they really needed 10 minutes in the toilet. And weren't just playing on their phone.
So,
sign in the bathroom door says, if in bathroom for more than 10 minutes, a smell check will be completed to ensure employee was not sitting on their phone.
You're kidding me.
If it does not stink, employee's name will be reported to the office.
What? Who gets that job? I need you to go in there and smell.
Maybe they rotate it. Rich, you're on smell duty today.
Let me tell you, I know one person in this building who has never lied. I don't need to go into...
No, we don't. We don't. We try
don't
to stay
give up
away.
Our kind of secrets. Right. We just don't do that.
Smell check is done right when you walk in the door.
Baby, sometimes it comes to you. All right. An airport in Lithuania took an unusual approach to holiday decorating when it put together a Christmas tree made out of confiscated items. Lithuanian airport said the tree at Vilnius was assembled from prohibited items that were seized by security officers. Okay. I can see them doing that here. You know, saving America from bottles of shampoo that had too many ounces and toothpaste with too much paste in them. Knives. Actually, they did make this one out of knives, box cutters. Why would anybody try and get a box cutter or a knife through airport security, huh? Lighters and other goods deemed too dangerous to allow on planes. Firefighters. This almost became a morning maroon, but we have an abundance of those today, so we'll just stick it here. They put handles on shopping carts for a reason. A Massachusetts teen needed help from firefighters after she got her fingers stuck in the holes of a shopping cart. Olivia Harrell posted a video on TikTok. Is that another social media site?
Yeah. I've heard of it.
It exists. I mean, there's a ton.
How many of those do we need to have, really? I mean, it seemed to me like Facebook was enough.
Yeah, but now Facebook is so uncool. With the younger kids. It is so uncool. We had that discussion over the weekend at a couple of Christmas things I was at. Kids will not touch Facebook with a 10-foot pole because older people are on Facebook.
Oh, they don't feel like they can have the kind of teen privacy required.
It's just not cool.
We don't know.
Well, because their parents, you know, their parents use it, and anything your parents are using, it's just, it's not cool.
And even grandma's using it.
Yeah.
Well, pardon the corners on my boomer head.
Well, you know, if your parents were doing it, it was like, oh, that's okay. It's not cool anymore once your parents do it.
I'm trying to think of something my parents started doing. Well, actually, my dad did let his hair grow long after I had mine. And he grew a mustache for a while, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas of 77, Mom took a picture of me, Pops, and my brother, all with mustaches at the same time. That was the big event of that Christmas.
Interesting.
I'm wondering if my dad would have been on Facebook or... sometimes he was cooler and above the curve. He may have gone to Instagram. You never know.
Anyway, this video showed her sticking her fingers through the holes of a shopping cart at Marshall's. I've shopped at Marshall's. Their carts aren't dangerous.
I know. That's why I'm trying to figure out.
But she somehow got lodged in there. Employees couldn't help, so they've called the fire department. And they had to use power tools to extricate her fingers without injury.
When will they ever learn?
The jaws of life.
Yeah, to get somebody out of a shopping cart. Did you know that the dust... you gave us a random fact one time about household dust that's in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dead skin cells.
Most of it's dead skin cells.
Yep.
Wow.
What isn't dead skin is poison coming off the screen of your LCD. tablets, computers, laptop.
Laptop.
You got to get those laptop clean.
That's the oldest thing I've heard.
Oh, that was it.
Did you see what you did there? New study finds the materials used to make these screens contains a variety of toxic chemicals that can leak into your home. I was watching America in Color as a new episode.
There's some new ones, yeah.
And it talked about how they found the material that eventually became asbestos.
Oh?
It looks like a fabric growing on a particular kind of rock out west somewhere.
I haven't seen
that. And it goes on to show how they started using asbestos. You know, it's fire resistant and all this other stuff, and how popular it became until people started dying.
Yeah, exactly.
Exposure to it. That's the way it works. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. May have a great Christmas idea for somebody you know, especially, let's say, somebody in the family got married. They just got their first home. Maybe they need a mower or a blower or a pressure washer. If you listen, sometimes those hints get dropped. Lewis Lawn carries it all, and it's a great place to buy those things. A, competitively priced. B, a warranty card that actually means something. Because whatever you purchase at Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for service. In the meantime, they've expanded their showroom space this year, which has allowed Lewis Lawn to carry tractor-style mowers as well. And behind the counter, there's all kinds of really cool stuff. If you know somebody that loves to garden but doesn't like to get cut up by rose thorns and stuff, you got a stainless steel grabber back there that's about 2 feet long. That not only comes in handy for cleaning up around bushes and so forth, but getting into hard, like the other day, something fell. I heard something fall off the bed. Where is it? Right in the middle, underneath the king-size bed. So I grabbed those and was able to get it out without having to...
Oh, the crapper?
Yeah. It comes in handy a variety of ways. It's only $24, and I've had it for 7 years, so they last, too. Great folks at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. The number is 244-9191. Please see Chad and Hannah, that great team at Lewis Lawn. Driving at 823.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have authorities cleaning up an accident on Highway 14 at Airport Road. Use caution in the area. I-65 and 85 both have moderate to heavy traffic, but both are moving at the speed limit. High volume of traffic still at the interchange in downtown Montgomery, but it's moving at a steady pace. We have no other issues or accidents to report at this time. Most congested right now from Wetumpka Highway on the Boulevard all the way around to I-85. Use caution wherever you are traveling. Moderate traffic everywhere else in Montgomery. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March. Available right now. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as the Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars. Mr. Bojangles.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news... It's Greg Budell.
Yeah, you can make anything sound festive with those jingle bells, can't you? I found this. This is one of the first stories I saw this morning, and I shook my head to make sure I was reading this. A new study by Australia's National Science Agency found that the natural human lifespan is only supposed to be 38 years.
What?
We're all past life expectancy, guys.
Gosh. That's scary.
Our ancient ancestors, like Neanderthals, rarely even made it to 38. We talked about that earlier.
Sure. They were 20s. Yeah.
So why is our lifespan today about double that? Two major factors. Our living standards with things like refrigerated food, nutrition, and plumbing, and modern medicine. Especially that. I mean, flu epidemics, things like that.
You would die.
Yeah, sometimes. Pretty much. Yeah. And so you can be fine one day and go on the next.
Right.
The mammal with the longest lifespan is the bowhead whale.
No, I had all kinds of funny things come to mind. The mammal with the longest
lifespan. Bowhead whale, they can make it to 268 years old. But the question I have is, how do they know this? Who's been around 269 years to check on a 268-year-old whale?
I've always been curious about these studies, just like the one we had in my random facts that, rats can laugh.
Right.
How do you know that they're actually laughing, though?
Or about...
Tell them a little rat joke.
Yeah, well, but is that a lie? I don't know.
About dogs dreaming in color. How do we know that?
How do we know?
Did we poll a bunch of dogs? You know, hey, fill this out.
I don't know.
Well, what is the current lifespan expectancy? I know it's
70.
The current life expectancy? I think it's going to differ by sex.
It will.
But women always outlive us.
Women, yeah.
You kill us and then enjoy 6 to 8 years of...
The new average life expectancy for, this is from last year, 2018, life expectancy for Americans is 78.7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it I hear that and I feel like,
I know. Well, especially if you're a male in my family where the numbers are not good.
You know, I could get upset because my father's dad and my father, 70 and 71.
Right.
On my mother's side, her dad, 60. But then a generation prior to that, my dad's mother made it to 90 and his grandmother made it to 97.
Mm-hmm. I can think of some,
And given the healthy lifestyle I lead.
You're doing a lot better now, though.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing much better now than I used to.
With that Brussels sprout stuff going on and the keto.
Well, I would love to abandon the Brussels sprouts for something at Seafood Bistro, but I'm going to let Jay.
Oh, that's a segue.
Yes. That is a segue. He is so good at those. He is amazing at those. So I'm just looking through the menu, which you can do as well if you go to theseafoodbistro.com. If you go there and click on order online, you'll see the entire menu. Visually see it. The BLT salad looks amazing. In fact, all of their salads. Oh, that house salad with that big, goodness. Now I'm looking at shrimp and grits.
Right.
Now I'm looking at the Cajun gumbo that they've got, the red beans and rice, the barbecue shrimp. I'm going to scroll down some and look at the mahi-mahi platter, the whitefish platter. You can get these grilled or fried if you want to do that. Now I'm in the po' boy section. Now I'm at the boil bags. Oh, the snow crab boil bags with those crab claws, the shrimp, the royal red boil bag, the clams. It's delicious. They've got wings there as well. Check out theseafoodbistro.com, and you can see what I can see. And you can probably hear how my mouth is watered up a bit.
So your eyes.
Yeah. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day at the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them when they open up at 279-7500 and get that order delivered by one of the delivery apps on your phone as well. It's the Seafood Bistro.
Exactly 8:30.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, use caution on Highway 14 near Airport Road. Authorities are cleaning up an accident there. Hopefully it's out of the way by now, but use caution. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic on both interstates, but they are moving the speed limit. We've still got a good bit of traffic moving through the interchange downtown. It is moving steady, merging in all directions.
Moderate to light traffic on the boulevard and around the city. No issues or accidents reported at this time that we know of. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Hey, you probably have heard by now. We've been talking about it for a few days. Now, we have a severe weather risk tonight, especially in the overnight hours. So the daytime hours are warm and breezy with high temperatures in the 70s. In fact, I'll check the radar here. There's a few showers roaming around here and there, spotty showers here and there today, with temperatures making into the mid-70s today. Then the main action with the risk of showers and thunderstorms come especially late tonight and through the overnight hours and in through tomorrow morning. And some of the storms could become severe with the two of the major risks would be damaging wind gusts, but large hail also possible, and, of course, the risk of tornadoes. Any of these storms will start to rotate and start dropping tornadoes. Unfortunately, that's a terrible hour. An enhanced severe weather risk. Showers and storms in the morning, then ending and moving into southeast Alabama. Falling temperatures tomorrow, windy, with temperatures mid-40s by sunset, 29 tomorrow night, so a big change after that. Right now, 82% humidity, and you can feel it. 62 degrees with southeast winds at 7 miles per hour, 832. Plumbing by Luke Wire, you know, here it is, the holidays, and boy, oh boy, everything is hectic, and the last thing you need is a plumbing issue. May I suggest the whole house plumbing inspection, where they come in and check all your plumbing inside and out, up and down. In fact, I've got a water heater that is in the attic, so that's what I'm saying, up and down. And I got a good report, but it's also great peace of mind. Because I've been gone to a lot of these little holiday events. You don't want to come home to a problem, you know, an issue, a plumbing issue. Plumbing by Luke Wire, ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, Morning Maroon nominees just ahead. It's 8:34. Local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. but we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
I feel all buttery.
I'll be nuts by Christmas. That you can believe. I've had to drive Uber at night to buy gifts for my ungrateful family. Christmas Eve can bite me. It's all just a crock. There's no store at Christmas that has Hatchimals in stock. I'll be nuts by Christmas, untangling Christmas lights. Later at the mall, trying to find a stall will lead to a cop reading my rights. Hey, Christmas Eve, you can suck it. In fact, all of 2016, I'll be nuts by Christmas, that or locked up in county. I'll be locked up in county.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's a gem.
I haven't heard it. That's good.
It's a good one for Monday. And look, everybody has a Christmas for whatever reason that they just want to get through. I've had three that I can think of.
I know.
Including the one in Indiana where I was on crutches because I had fallen down a flight of stairs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Janelle had gone to Vermont with her mom and stepdad for a white Christmas that never happened. But right. We had snow in Indiana where I was. And so on Christmas Day, I decided to take the crutches and drag myself all the way to the convenience store a block away to get some eggs and sausage and at least have a Boudel breakfast, right?
Was it icy or something?
It was patchy ice. Yeah. We'd had a couple of inches of snow a day or two earlier. And so I very carefully make my way to the convenience store, get the stuff. And when you're on crutches, you got the bag around your wrist, so it's swinging back and forth, right?
Yep.
Because you can't hold it. You got to hold the crutches with your hand, especially when there's ice. So I managed to get back to the building. It was an old building, so it had three sets of doors to get inside. I finally get through the three sets of doors with my swinging eggs and everything else. Third door closed behind me, and I'm really exhausted because crutches, that tires you out.
Yeah.
My armpits are killing me, so I put my weight on the crutches, and the right one I apparently had plopped down in some melted snow. It flew out. From underneath me, hit the wall.
Bounced back.
And bounced back and knocked out my front tooth.
Oh, my God.
So, and then I spent like half an hour, I could barely walk. I'd crawling around on the floor trying to find the piece of tooth so I could glue it back in at least. Couldn't find it, and I will never forget how despondent I was when I looked in the mirror and saw Oh, Merry Deliverance Christmas.
Christmas. Happy. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
David.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
Hey, you were talking earlier about flying and amount of lotions you can carry.
Right.
We went to Vegas and we're on our way back this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And some millennial woman had purchased a whole bunch of body lotion. Had like a whole carry-on bag of them. And thought she was going to get on the aircraft. And all these lotions were like 12, 16, 24-ounce bottles. And, of course, you know, TSA is like, no, can't carry any of that on board. And so she's sitting there, starts slathering all these lotions on herself and starts offering them to other women in line trying to use them up before they get on the plane.
Wow.
Takes all types, doesn't it?
It was absolutely hilarious.
Could she have checked them?
No. I mean, you're already, you know, you're at TSA, so it's like you're pretty much...
But
you know,
she could have had them in her baggage, right? I mean, as far as...
Yeah, can't you put that at least in your suitcase?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then we had a group of other millennial gals that were sitting next to me at the airport waiting for our flight. And this one, she was from Buffalo, was kind of the leader of the pack. And they were all lamenting how horrible America is and how they wish that we were more like Europe, especially France, where healthcare was free. And I'm sitting there about ready to puke.
Yeah, well, you got me on a good start.
What a
that.
Lovely flight.
Yeah, really.
I know. It was something else.
Wow.
So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Man, take care.
They should be careful. They may get what they wish for. They won't like it. They'll be the first to complain. That much I know for sure. It is 8:43. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. I did get let into temptation. He said he could find me and I got a Rogue that it's a black with a black interior.
Mm-hmm.
So my sloshes won't be as visible as they were with the tan interior.
I understand.
Just ask Donnie Turner about that. That tests the skill set of anybody that does detailing work. Not that there was anything. I love the car. I got another Rogue. I got a 19. It only had 12,000 miles on it. It's got a 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and the full 36 on everything else. And it had wider tires. A lot of safety features the other one didn't have. And, of course, Tip Tames was able to get me out of the old one and into the new one with a grand increase in payment of $7 a month. I don't know how he does it. In the category of cars under 10 at Jack Ingram, they have some unbelievable deals, including a good selection of vehicles under $5,000. There's a little Ford Focus here. It's a 2009. If you didn't know it was a 2009, you would think it was brand new. It's immaculate on the outside and inside. Obviously, the vehicle history is good. The Ingram mechanics have been under the hood. So if you need a car for a first-time driver, I don't see how you can outdo this. 2009 Ford Focus Sports Edition. Also, a 2012 Suzuki SX4 Luxury Edition. $4,800 and low mileage in a 2012 Nissan Altima. Also under five. So those cars run forever, and they have all the safety features you want a new driver to have. What you should do is either go to jackingram.com and check the pictures out, or just stop by and see Tip Tames and his amazing team at 235 Northeastern Bypass at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Our final look at the road is then our morning news.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic use caution on Highway 14 near Airport Road. Authorities are cleaning up an accident there. Hopefully it's out of the way by now, but use caution. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic on both interstates, but they are moving the speed limit. We still got a good bit of traffic moving through the interchange downtown. It is moving steady, merging in all directions. Moderate to light traffic on the boulevard and around the city. No issues or accidents reported at this time that we know of. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, my name is Jeannie, and I moved my mother to Angels for the Elderly 3 years ago after caring for her in my home for 6 years, and I just thought no one could take care of her like I could, but Angels actually does more than I ever could. Angels for the Elderly is honoring each person as the unique child of God they are, and I just couldn't ask for more of a blessing than that.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here comes menopause, my wife's gone insane. What? Yelling and screaming with hot flashes, she's just not the same. Moods are changing, there's complaining, nothing's merry and bright. So get some Advil, give her space, and forget about sex tonight. Here comes menopause, just like a freight train. Doors are slammed and things are thrown, so open up the veins. Wish it ends soon and she's better, you just don't want to fight. So jump in bed and cover your head and hope that she don't bite.
Playing all your holiday favorites.
I haven't heard that one either.
Really?
You're just pulling them all out.
I usually play that in the afternoon. And we got to, I mean, we must have a sense of humor about these things.
Sure. Of course.
All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State, Jean Guéret.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, like sitting in an airport in Vegas and saying, I wish we were more like Europe, you idiot morons. God. If I had their names and addresses, I'd make them the Morning Maroon nominees. But let's go with what we got, shall we?
Sure.
All right, I saw the picture. A 29-year-old guy named Orlando Henderson from Charlotte, North Carolina, employed at a Wells Fargo bank. Apparently, earlier this year, he gradually started stealing money out of the bank vault and over time took $88,000. Now, he tried to be furtive with that type of behavior, but no. He had to pimp it, so he took pictures of himself holding a stack like this.
Oh, that's smart.
About the size of a football in one hand. So when they discovered the missing money, guess who they checked out first? Him.
Well, yeah.
Because he took a picture with it. So he is now facing 19 counts of theft, embezzlement, misapplication, 12 counts of making false entries and money laundering. He is facing, for that one picture, that one brilliant moment,
yep,
40 years and a $1.2 million fine. I don't think he's going to be able to pay that.
He's a worthy candidate.
Next up, we have an obnoxious porch pirate in St. Paul, Minnesota, who not only took the package but left behind a thank you note. The note says, so just a quick little thank you for leaving me the opportunity of stealing your package. Very nice of you. Thank you. And it's signed by the new owner of your package. So there's fingerprints. The cops hope to make an arrest, but, you know, if you're going to take it, why leave evidence? That's not too bright. And two men in Largo, Florida, for whatever reason, I'm going to suspect that alcohol and lots of it, it was a factor here. They were climbing Largo's Christmas tree around 4 o'clock in the morning this past Thursday. Mm-hmm. Wasn't just that they climbed the tree as a challenge. They got to the top and started pulling off ornaments and throwing them at people on the ground. Largo police, not amused. You can get away with a lot in Largo, Florida, but this was a little bit too far. Shea Tracy and Alex Lakey, age 28 and 27, now charged with criminal mischief. They had to post $150 bail. Officials said there was minor damage to the tree. Some broken branches, not noticeable. Most of the damage were the broken ornaments that have since been replaced. Climbing the tree, that's not all that bright. But then vandalizing it to boot, like nobody's going to notice.
Right.
Ornaments hitting the ground, making noise. So I kind of like the bank thief.
The vault. The selfie in the vault. yeah. I mean, stealing the money is one thing, but taking the picture?
Yeah. I mean, when they discover, they audit these vaults, you know.
And they ought to audit.
They ought to audit. They ought to put him in jail for a long time, too. So eventually they're going to discover that there's money missing. And what, who they think they're going to suspect? People that had access.
Right.
So let's go through his social media.
Oh, here's a picture.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting picture.
Yeah. What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Stupid for them, but it makes that job so much easier.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not really.
Open and shut case, fellas.
8:53. Jack and Joey coming up at 9 o'clock with News and Views. I was in Adams Drugs on Saturday. I always love to visit Adams Drugs, especially, I mean, every season, because their gift shops reflect the season. And the gift shops carry items. I got a set of goose towels for Janelle. Christmas goose, you know, given the history with that little nickname. Really nice. They sell the kind of heirloom decorations that you'll want to keep for many years and then pass on to somebody else. They're that nice. The kind grandma used to have. Well, they still make nice things. It doesn't all come in a box of 12 for $3 at Target. At Adams Drugs, they have those kinds of decorations available so you can really put together a first-class presentation on your table or around your home. Most importantly, though, at Adams Drugs is your health, and they have a dedicated team at each of their 12 locations to fight for the lowest copay and prescriptions, to get them turned around quickly so you don't have to walk around a store for an hour and a half waiting to be acknowledged. They know the meaning of the word now, and they carry all your over-the-counter needs as well. They have celebrated 2019 as Alabama's Retailer of the Year. That's number one in the biggest business category. And the reason they're number one in the biggest business category is that they treat each and every location like a small business in a neighborhood with neighbors who come to bring their prescriptions. I think I may have stated that formula pretty accurately. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest to you and find people that will care about taking good care of you.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special. special diamond necklace. Four styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Adorable.
Can you feel it?
Feel that? Huh?
Can you feel it?
Feel what?
Feel what?
People are in the holiday spirit.
I'm not feeling it.
Really?
Really?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah!
See how I threw Hanukkah in there?
Still not feeling it.
For real?
No.
Nothing yet.
How about now?
I'm not there yet.
You are such a Scrooge.
And a bah humbug to you.
Let's start the show.
8:57. So this is another day of angst. You're waiting on a weather situation.
I'm a little stressed, yeah.
Would I be correct in reading that your stress level is increased from yesterday over this thing?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. The concern level is higher. We're in a level 3 enhanced risk for much of the area. Happens in the middle of the night, and it's on the anniversary of a really bad tornado tragedy here in Alabama, too, which got our, it gets our, it just gets your attention.
Everybody worries about tornadoes, but man, at night.
Tornadoes?
Yeah. Well, we know why we have more tornadoes.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere.
There you go.
And causes tornadoes.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. So there you go. So, and now I got Mange DeWeenie back at the animal hospital. He bounced back too fast.
Right, and then he's got more active. He tried to be too active.
I guess they don't know their limits.
Well,
you know?
Of course.
I couldn't believe it, less than a day after this major removal of a tumor, he's running around like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And you see that as good, but unfortunately, it's got sutures in a kind of a delicate spot, so they got to work on that. This morning, you're never out of the woods with this stuff. And I think we'll know about that by 11 o'clock, the way it looks. And Joey, you want to join us? We have a minute to kill.
Mr. Get over here, Joey. Jesus, Joey.
What brand of jacket is that? It's nice.
Joseph A. Bank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good
nice
stuff.
Nice stuff.
So, what's on the agenda today?
Well, I'm going to try to be even keel here, but I mean, last week I was calling, what, James Comey a lying, corrupt bastard constantly. And, I mean, that's bad form, I think. Like, we shouldn't get
angry.
He's
a lying, corrupt
air.
Bastard.
Yeah, but even if he is, we shouldn't let our emotions get the best of us
yes,
on air.
We should.
You've taught me this.
He's a lying. Oh, that's true. I have shown you the way when it comes to.
I see over the weekend he conceded that
I was
were
wrong.
Messy.
But he did it in a way of like, more like mistakes were made.
Oh,
we're just
is that what happened?
We're good people.
Yeah.